The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, sometimes Eric pretends to be interested in his guests,
but he's really just doing a crossword puzzle and rolling his eyes at what they say.
He told me never to say that, ever. But look, I made a mistake. Uh-oh.
I'm human.
In my way.
Only I'm not.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. I would love to continue the conversation with Rich Lowry. And guess what? We locked the doors and Rich is still here. Rich, you were just making such an important point that before the 1776 Declaration of Independence, 140 years earlier, we have a situation in this country. Just go back to that and talk about how our ideas about freedom precede some of the Enlightenment writings.
Yeah, so the settlers in Massachusetts Bay, they take the charter with them from England that they get from the king. There's a technical loophole that allows them to do this. They really weren't supposed to, but they wanted to have this document key to their governing authority in their own possession. They quickly sort of go their own way in religious matters and government matters, and people around the king don't like this. They say to the king, go get the charter. And he actively considers this, and Massachusetts Bay has to consider what to do. And are they just going to settle for this and let it happen? Their answer is no. They train their militia. They fortify to some extent the Boston Harbor. They put a beacon on a prominent hill to let people know if the king's ships are coming. That's known as Beacon Hill to this very day. And
I just learned something. I lived on Beacon Hill. Never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just goes to this cultural grooves in this country run so deep and so long. And the king tries to send a ship. It founders upon launch, and Massachusetts Bay keeps its charter. But this goes so deep because the kind of people who came here in Massachusetts Bay, they came from an area of England known as East Anglia. They were highly Protestant, more evangelical than the rest of England, more commercial than the rest of England, more literate than the rest of England, and were a rebellious people and rebelled against authority very often. So you get these people coming here and bringing all those predilections and attitudes here and helping define the American project going forward, even when it's all sorts of other people coming here. They kind of absorb these attitudes and assimilate to this culture. So, again, it just goes to the point how important culture is.
It's funny listening to you. I'm reminded that when I was in fifth grade, we did a play. I was in Connecticut, about Sir Edmund Andros, who came from England to take back the charter that Connecticut colony had a charter, giving them a lot of leeway in governing themselves. And Sir Edmund Andros comes to take the charter, and they hide it in the fabled Charter Oak, which lasted until the 1850s, I think. But it's an amazing thing that even in 1972, I was being taught some of these ideas in a public school in Connecticut.
Right.
And all of this has evaporated, and I would say that we are at a point now where if we don't teach our young people all the things we're talking about, and we don't teach ourselves these things, we're going to be lost. You just talked about the little platoons again. Chuck Colson would talk about that all the time. But these aren't the kinds of things that matter to globalists. And it seems to me that why is it that most of the neocons or never Trumpers seem to be either of a libertarian or neocon strain? They really are not Burkean conservatives.
Well, I think there's a spectrum. So there are some never Trump conservatives who they're not pro-gun, they're not pro-life, they want a pretty interventionist foreign policy. So there's just not much upside to Trump for them. And there are others who are more traditional conservatives who are just appalled by his personal conduct. And I think a lot of where you end up on Trump on the spectrum depends on just how important you think, you know, what he says and how he acts is to your ultimate evaluation of him.
But don't you find it funny that the utterly unpredictable candidate whom we, the American people, elected has proven to be, in fact, more conservative in many ways than many conservatives?
Astonishing that Donald Trump ends up being arguably, you can argue about Reagan or Bush, but there's a colorable case. He's the most pro-life president in our lifetimes. And certainly, whether that's true or not, he's certainly been completely consistent, like a rock on it. That guy, with his background, is astonishing. It's just completely astonishing. Same thing on judges. You know, maybe there's been one bad nominee and dozens and dozens and dozens. So this is something that I've been surprised by. It was part of the reason I was hugely skeptical of Trump, because I thought he'd just be totally up for grabs. And we've seen he's been up for grabs on, you know, he's gone back and forth on Syria and some other things. But on these core commitments of his coalition, he's been utterly faithful to them in an extraordinary way.
Yeah, it's staggering. You said it was astonishing because none of us knew ultimately how he would turn out. We knew he would turn out better than Hillary. And if memory serves, she was the only other choice. Pause for effect. But it is an amazing thing to me, Rich, that this president, for all of his foibles, has somehow tapped in to all of this stuff we're talking about, and I would venture to say that he couldn't discuss it in the way that we're discussing it, but see, he somehow intuitively, instinctively understands these things.
Yeah, well, he's a man of his time and place, you know, sort of 1970s Queens, very formative to him. They're downsized to 1970s Queens, but it was a patriotic place, and a place that really believed in this country and loyalty to this country, and he bears that stamp. And I would say if you look at him on the teleprompter speeches, the UN, the Poland speech, the best speech of his presidency, these are unassailable nationalist statements. It's just when he's out in the wild in his own tweeting that he slights what I think is the unifying appeal of nationalism.
But don't you think also that the mainstream press hardly covered those speeches, some of which were practically Churchillian, phenomenal, beautiful, presidential in the greatest sense speeches. They don't cover that, but every off-color comment he makes gets coverage. I actually believe part of the decay that we're seeing right now and the battle we face has to do with the press, which pretends to be having journalistic integrity when in fact they have become more partisan than we've ever seen in our lifetimes. At least that's my take.
Yeah. So the press covered the Poland speech, but there are a lot of criticisms of the Poland speech, astonishingly enough. And the press is just worse than ever in terms of the bias. They've taken the rise of Donald Trump as a permission slip to be really explicit about things they used to at least try to hide. And it's been self-discrediting in many respects. CNN, for instance, has disgraced itself. And just the whole Russia collusion thing, that for 2 years, almost every major media institution in the country believed and told us that the walls were closing in, when if you're following the developments of the investigation, it's clear that some conspiracy was getting further away rather than closer. And now we kind of move on, and I'm on sets, you know, mainstream media programs, and you say Trump didn't collude with Russia, and they're like, why do you say that? How do you know that? Well, we had a two-year investigation that established that, but they still won't accept it. And that's obviously a crucial background to what's happening with impeachment now.
Well, a kind of madness, I'm sorry to say, has overtaken people. And madness is an interesting thing, how we define it. But when you cling to a narrative that is at odds with reality, at some point you're sliding over into the realm of madness, because you must self-correct. You must have the wits about you to say, even though I still hate this president, he didn't collude with Russia. They don't seem to be able to let anything go. I think, Rich, my prediction is that this will go very, very badly for them. It will have a boomerang effect. It strikes me that the foolishness of taking this nth step into actual impeachment is going to be a horror show, and that it's going to allow the American people to see things that the Democrats will be very sorry ever came to light about their own practices. We're out of time, I think. Rich Lowry, my friend, I'm
Eric,
so proud
so
of you for this book, The Case for Nationalism. Folks, super important. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Eric.
As a blanket, some peaceful world, Yuletide memories go drifting through.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hello, Nympha.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and again, the Prager Store has put together something new. They have compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. Also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. I've done this segment for years. Now you can listen to all of them dating back to 2010. These hours have literally saved marriages. I wish I could read to you all the emails I have received and what people tell me at every speech. A couple will come over with a smile and thank me for what the male-female hour has done for their marriage. Or even gotten people to get married to begin with. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of the male-female hour, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS. ERIC or METAXAS, go for it.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Folks, that's Chuck Berry, and I'm Eric Metaxas. And guess what? Oliver North is stuck in New York traffic. It's raining in New York today, but that's kind of a good thing for us because I wanted to talk way more to Rich Lowry. We've locked the doors, and Rich, you're still here. Hey, Rich, seriously, I want to talk to you about impeachment because it is happening as we sit here. It's a madness, I was saying earlier, that's overtaking the left. What do you think is going to happen? What's your take?
Well, it's been clear from the beginning he's going to get impeached in the House, which is going to happen by the end of next week, I would expect. And then he'll get acquitted in the Senate by the end of January, probably a trial 2-3 weeks long. So I think this has kind of been baked in the cake. Once Nancy Pelosi crossed the Rubicon and said, we're doing an inquiry, she couldn't pull back, even though I think the shrewd thing for her to do would be to say, OK, you know, we've made our circumstantial case. We haven't got the first hand witnesses. We don't want to wait that long. He's obviously not going to get removed. So we'll do a censure vote. And they'd get Republicans for a censure vote and they could claim it's bipartisan and then not drag the relatively moderate Democrats representing these Trump districts who are at most peril here through an impeachment vote. And the polling, you know, is held up okay nationally. It's basically, even maybe 48, 46 pro-impeachment. But if, you know, there's a lot of New York and California in there. So you get to these Trump districts and it must be underwater. And the moderates in our caucus are nervous because they're getting pounded by these anti-impeachment ads. And the White House has actually had a pretty effective operation on this. They're doing an air war in these districts with ads, and then they've really gone out of their way to make sure that their relationships with Republicans on Capitol Hill are cemented by having events at the White House and Camp David and other places.
Well, it's fascinating to me. I'm just wondering, do you think, as I said earlier, that in a Senate trial, things might come out? In other words, by bringing this to trial, things could come out that would end up making the Democrats look worse rather than better.
Yeah. So, I mean, there'll be some focus on the whistleblower. There'll be more focus on the Bidens in Ukraine and what Hunter Biden was up to there. There'll be a lot of discussion about the policy difference between Trump and Obama because one of the major ironies here, right, is that Trump actually provided the lethal aid. That's, you know, supposedly absolutely central to our national security that Obama never did, you know, as a matter of policy and principle. But I think the tendency will be towards to, you know, have a trial, but make it as expeditious as possible. So the idea that, you know, this is going to drag on for 5 or 6 weeks while all this these lines of inquiry are developed, I think is probably not the case. That McConnell and the Trump at the end of the day will just want to, you know, have the legitimacy of a trial, but get it over with as soon as possible.
I guess I heard someplace that McConnell was cleverly thinking that it would be in the best interests of the country and the GOP to drag it out, to keep, you know, to keep the lawmakers focused on this. I'm not sure. I didn't hear more about that, but somebody was making that case.
Yeah, they're having a debate about it as we speak. I just think you know, Trump has a huge influence on what they actually do. And I think at the end of the day, he doesn't like the story. Even a Senate trial, you know, that's dinging Hunter Biden, I don't think he wants it front and center. And I think he'll want it to go away as soon as possible.
Okay, we have to talk about this because it came out yesterday, the IG report. What do you think is going to happen? We know that, they're talking about indictments and so on and so forth. Do you think that folks like Clapper and Brennan and Comey are scared?
Well, I think that it's embarrassing what happened, but I don't see any of those big fish being indicted. And the sad fact is, Eric, again, I do a lot of mainstream media, this will have zero effect on the coverage, just because they consider this whole line of inquiry as illegitimate, as crazy, as a conspiracy theory, and it just won't enter their minds at all. And that's the way it's been the last year, and I think
well,
that'll continue to be true.
Okay, but I have to ask you, if people who are indicted say, as someone said recently, maybe it was McCabe, that it was Obama that made me do this. That they're gonna give up the bigger fish. They're gonna say, listen, you want me on the hook? What about those who instructed me to do this? I mean, the Hillary campaign and the Obama administration were at the very center of things, and we haven't heard boo from President Obama. It seems to me that is also possible, that they were involved and they were overseeing this.
Well, they certainly counterintelligence investigation, which was launched, is done for the president. There's really no other purpose to it. So at that level, obviously President Obama was involved. It's just the question of whether these granular FBI decisions were directed by higher ups, and just my instinct says that they blew through a bunch of proprieties because they were kind of freaked out by the idea of Donald Trump and exercised really poor judgment.
Well, right, but what that means is they were freaked out by the will of the American people being realized in the election of Donald Trump. So it is, you know, you can call it plausibly a coup, you can call it many other things, but the idea that you would blow past norms and regulations to thwart the will of the American people, it doesn't get more dramatic than that as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what you would call it, but it's as un-American as it gets. And it seems to me that somebody ought to pay a price for that.
Yeah, so I think there are two things. One, just the standards for launching these sort of FBI investigations are really low in the normal course of things. But two, there should just be heightened sensitivities and affect a higher standard when you're going to be investigating a presidential campaign. And that just seems commonsensical. And this did not occur to a lot of the key players.
Right. Well, I'm just fascinated to how this is going to play out. I think Clapper and Brennan have been hiding in spider holes someplace. And I do think that I hope people are paying attention, I guess, because I feel like this is – it's unprecedented. We look in the past when we think of, you know, J. Edgar Hoover or Robert Moses, these huge figures that wielded power, that we look back and we go, wow, that was really – that was un-American. That was the behavior of Caesars, you know, that we don't do that in America. And it seems to me that we've had something like that. So I'm just curious. Do we have time to talk about I wanted to talk to you, if you can, about the current election. I've never been as entertained by anyone in recent memory as by Joe Biden. Do you think he is the front runner, and do you think he will remain the front runner?
I don't think he's the front runner in any traditional sense. You know, a front runner has an overwhelming advantage, leads in national polls, which he does, not necessarily by huge numbers, but he does, but leads in the early states and leads in the fundraising. And those are the two things he's falling down on. He's in fourth place in Iowa, and some polls have him third, fourth place in New Hampshire. And if he were really to finish fourth in both those places, he's over. It's just done. And he hasn't been raising as much money as the other candidates. But I do think there's been a resiliency to Biden because there is a balance of opinion in the Democratic Party that is more reasonable than what you would expect reading Twitter every day. And it's more practical minded. So that accounts they want to like Biden, even though the performance has been terrible, and accounts for the rise of Buttigieg, you know, who's his current, you know, rise the last 6 weeks coincides with pivoting more to the center and emphasizing his own relative, I really underline relative moderation compared to Warren and Sanders. So
and Stalin, you forgot Stalin.
Yeah. But, you know, also I've been shocked, like Sanders, is since his heart attack, who thought of heart attack would be good for his campaign?
Right.
But he's showed a more vitality in the last couple weeks since that incident. And Warren has obviously been devastated by her struggles with Medicare for All.
Yeah. Now, not everybody's paying attention to that, but it is fascinating. So give us 30 or so seconds on her struggles with Medicare for All for those who aren't paying attention.
Well, it's an insane policy. So we're going to eliminate private insurance for 150 million people, most of whom like their private insurance, to solve what problem? We have a cost problem. That's not going to solve it. We have a problem with, you know, there are people still without insurance, but there are ways you can address both of those things without upsetting the entire apple cart of American healthcare. And this would be a ruinously expensive program. And obviously her reluctance to say what's obvious, if you're really going to pay for this, you have to raise middle class taxes, created this question, well, how are you going to pay for it? And then she came up with this totally cockamamie plan that would be like the most severe taxes on American capital in all of our history.
Right.
It's just not plausible. And plus, she says she's going to do this in her third year of her administration.
Right.
When you lose energy and momentum, and you usually lose control of Congress. So it's a way of basically saying that she's not going to do it.
I don't want to do it, and let's not talk about it. We'll be right back with Rich Lowry. At the scene of the attack.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At least one police officer has been shot in a standoff in Jersey City. That officer is in critical condition. A nearby Sacred Heart School has been put on lockdown, but all staff and students are safe. Two juvenile shooters have been apprehended. House Democrats have two articles of impeachment. One charges President Trump with abuse of power. The other charges obstruction of Congress. Democrats hold the majority on the House Judiciary. Their vote would send the impeachment articles to the House floor for an expected vote by Christmas. Next would come the Senate trial, likely in January. A majority of Americans don't want an impeachment of the president. The website 538.com, tracking average of impeachment polls, finds that less than 50% of Americans polled support impeachment. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, Even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest-Free.
Hey, that's a ripoff of Little Deuce Coupe by the Beach Boys. Somebody should sue. Oh, but that is the Beach Boys. Okay, I'm talking to Rich Lowry. Rich, here's my fantasy. The Democrats give us a field of candidates that are so bad that they eat each other, okay? They eat up Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard destroys Kamala Harris, and it goes on and on. There's blood in the water, blood in the water. At some point soon, the party mandarins will realize that you can't elect Pete Buttigieg because he just got out of junior high school and he is the mayor or the dog catcher of a tiny town in India. I mean, it's like comedy. So my theory is that worst case scenario, the nation turns its lonely eyes to you, Hillary Clinton. She will very reluctantly say, well, I am going to do this to save America from Hitler 2.0 Donald Trump.
I think the only person who would fulfill that scenario would be Michelle Obama.
Everybody says this, but she has spoken super clearly, like convincingly.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do it.
But
Hillary Clinton, there's so many Democrats who know that she was a terrible candidate, who would be appalled, and there's just no way she's any better than the four top contenders. Now,
wait a minute. Really? Because I think, you know, everybody says she's a terrible candidate, but being a terrible candidate, Hillary Clinton, terrible candidate, she still almost beat Trump. It's not as though he destroyed her. And I think that given what the Democrats think of Trump and what they learned or they say they learned from the last election, that they would believe that she still could be their best bet.
I don't see it. She's the answer to a question that's not being asked. And yet it's true that they're going through this phase now where all the weaknesses of the candidates are evident rather than their strengths.
Yeah.
But what usually happens is someone emerges and someone wins and suddenly they look much better. And I'd be really shocked if that doesn't happen. There are not a lot of Democrats, though, who think it could go all the way to the convention.
Yeah, Rich,
this time.
Here's the question. Who? I mean, think about it. Here we, you know, there's no theory anymore. Here they are. Who?
Well, Biden, I think, in theory, is the strongest, but would be an enormous risk, right, just because of the performative problems. You just don't know when he's going to fall flat, literally.
The performative problems. I love the way you put it. It just sounds so elegant. I mean, the dude is saying stuff. I find it very entertaining, and actually I find it endearing.
The blonde leg
hair. I find it endearing. I love kids jumping on my lap. He just says super crazy stuff, but I think most Americans, I think it's why Trump was elected. Most Americans find that crazy, edgy stuff more endearing than the Twitterati.
Yeah.
The Twitterati
freaks.
When I first
saw the blonde leg hair thing on Twitter, I was like, this is a weird lip sync, right? You know that thing you ever seen where they put the nonsense?
Yes.
And then I looked at it. No, he's actually saying this stuff. So it's astonishing. But, you know, he's not, it's going to be much harder to make him a figure that people fear the way they did with Hillary Clinton or they hated with Hillary Clinton. There's like 30 years of investment in making Hillary a radioactive figure, which she was very cooperative in that entire effort, obviously.
Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg, you know, it's not entirely crazy. I mean, I think in the scheme of things, it's sort of ridiculous. As you point out, he got 8,500 votes total in his 2015 reelection. Total. Like student council presidents get more votes in that. And a good sized junior or high school.
Did you say 8,500?
8,500 total votes. Total votes in South Bend but he's articulate.
I think Gerald Ford, when he became president after Nixon's resignation, got more votes than 8,500 votes. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard. I cannot believe that figure.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. But he's articulate and has at least, in theory, the right message. So the Biden message, I'm the old guy who's going to restore things, I can't think of any successful example of that in American presidential politics. I'm the young, vigorous guy who's going to turn the page. That is a traditional winning message for an outpouring.
Hang on a second. As typically happens, Rich, you know this. Nobody's focused on the fact that Buttigieg is married to a man. And do you think African-American voters are going to go for this? I mean, this is a very important thing.
That would be a major
downside. Like right now, everybody's forgetting the fact that he's openly gay and married to a man because we don't have to focus on it. But if we're talking about putting somebody in the White House, that is the kind of thing that I really do think that most black American voters who are very socially conservative would have a hard time relating to a little young white guy who's married to a man.
No, I agree. Trump could get, in this scenario, the highest percentage of the black vote of any a Republican in memory. It still wouldn't be a lot, but it'd be something. And the way I think about it might be analogous to, you know, Mitt Romney with the Mormonism. There are some evangelical voters who are uncomfortable with it.
Right.
It wasn't really a stark issue or an explicit issue, but it helped suppress the turnout just a little bit.
Right.
And in close elections, that makes a huge difference. So Buttigieg would have the same problem that Hillary did. Hillary had an African-American turnout problem. He would probably have a greater African-American turnout problem. So that's a downside of Buttigieg. Also, you know, just he feels and looks like a management consultant, so they could Romneyize him in the Midwest in the same way Democrats did with Mitt Romney himself. So those are downsides. You know, Bernie, I think, you know, could be more formidable than people think. The socialist label is terrible, but he could actually go and get some of those voters that went from Obama to Trump in a way Hillary couldn't.
What you haven't mentioned, and it's very important to Bernie, he's a crazy old man who spits when he talks.
This is true.
The idea that America would vote for that guy, I don't see it happening. Fortunately for you, we're out of time. Rich Lowry, I got to tell you, it's just a joy to talk to you about this. Folks, the book, very important, The Case for Nationalism by Rich Lowry. Rich, thank you.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Is the bluebird here to stay? Is a new bird? He sings a love song.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. If you want to see me performing that song on the top of a double-decker bus going down Fifth Avenue and through Times Square, tune in to my TBN TV Christmas variety special later this month. Find out where TBN is on your radio dial, and we'll get you all that information. It is insane. Another piece of information, John Lennox, whom I've interviewed for Socrates in the City many times, he is speaking this Sunday for free at my church in New York City at 10 a.m. Central Presbyterian Church, 64th and Park. John, the great John Lennox, is giving a lecture at 10 a.m. The service starts at 11. If you can get there and you miss it, you're crazy. I just want to tell you that. I also want to tell you that we are continuing to raise funds for CSI, Christian Solidarity International. I am so excited. This is one of these opportunities, folks. It is life-changing, staggering thing that we can participate in. And it doesn't matter what you give. Anything you give is going to help CSI free slaves. It seems like a dream, but this is true. This is an opportunity. I want you to please take advantage of it. Right now on the line, I have someone with CSI. Joel Vanderspeck has been on this program before. Joel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well, let's just talk about what CSI is doing right now to encourage people to give, because I feel like when you give to something like this, you're doing something for yourself. You're doing something just eternally valuable. I find it personally staggering that it's possible for me to help free an actual slave. It seems like an historical anomaly, but you're telling me right now that there are slaves in Sudan specifically. So tell us about the situation there and what we can do.
Right, Eric. It seems like something just from the history books, but it's not. It's slavery, as you know, is alive and well today. There's over 40 million people are enslaved today around the globe, one form of slavery or another. But in Sudan, as you mentioned, where CSI is working, it's the worst type of slavery one can imagine. They were abducted, tens of thousands, mostly Christians, were abducted during a civil war. It was an Islamicization, a jihad against the Christian South. The Islamist raiders invaded the villages. They killed many of the men during that civil war. They burned many of the villages. They looted the villages. They took the women and children, marched them up north. They chained them together, their long lines marching 9 to 10 days in the blazing hot sun, to bring them as slaves, and they've been enslaved, Eric, for 10 plus years, some of them 20 plus years, since the Civil War started in 83. So I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not hyperbole when we talk about these things. It's fact, and I met the people who have been freed by CSI's efforts. And as you said, Eric, there's nothing as transformational as this, seeing someone go from slavery to freedom, from forced conversion to Islam to freedom to go back into a church and worship Christ again. It's marvelous.
I mean, I almost
document the stories.
When yeah. I hear this, when I hear something like this, I have to say, Joel, like, I wonder what the objection could be that somebody listening would have to not giving $20 or $50 out of their pocket to something like this. What do you suppose people think that would prompt them not to go to metaxastalk.com and click on the banner? It's hard for me to imagine how somebody would not see this as an insane opportunity. It should not exist. And yet you and CSI have managed to create relationships and networks where you're actually able to pull this off. It's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I'm, you know, if people have any questions, I'm happy to pick up the phone. I'm answering calls at our office and talking to people that have may have questions on this. But it's, I mean, we have the stories, like you said, we document it, like Anouk, who was captured by the raiders and marched 9 days up north to face 12 long years of slavery. She was she faced forced labor, beatings on a daily basis. She was raped multiple times. And one of the worst things, of course, is the genital mutilation. And then they hear about the slave retriever coming that CSI sends, and it's hard for them to believe as well. We bring them across the border, and we set them up with a new life. So for that gift that donors give for $250, it's the freedom, because we exchange a human life. We negotiate with a cattle vaccine that allows the slave owner to free the South Sudanese slave, bringing them back. So, Eric, to answer your question, I don't know what would stop people from wanting to be involved in this.
Well, what you just said, I want to interrupt to clarify what you just said. A lot of people say, well, I don't know, if I'm giving money to free a slave, doesn't that encourage the slave owners, you know, to have slaves because they're getting paid a lot of money? You're saying, no, you do not do that. What you do is you trade a cattle vaccine, which is a completely different thing. And they need that cattle vaccine. They can't get it with money. They don't know how to get it. You guys show up and you say, look, we can bless you. We can help your cattle. Give us this human being. Give us these human beings. So anybody who has the objection about, I don't want to reward this. This is like, you know, paying for hostages. We don't want to do that because it increases their value. CSI does not do that. I want to be super clear. You don't do that.
We don't. And there's no more slave raids. We're just simply freeing the people that for over 20 years were being abducted, mostly Christian people, and allowing them to go back home, live in freedom, worship in their home church communities again, be part of. I mean, imagine, Eric, these people have been gone. Many of their family members think they died during the Civil War. They come walking back to the villages once we free them, and their family member, their loved one, is alive, and they get to be integrated back into society again. It's a beautiful thing, and the stories just go on. And we have documented the stories. I tell you about Kier, for example. He actually lives now here in the United States. He was abducted as a young child. The slave master treated him so horribly. When he refused to go to work one day, the slave master put hot peppers in his eyes, blinded him in both eyes, and CSI freed Kier. He was adopted by a family here in the U.S., and now Kier is working to start a school for the blind in South Sudan. So the impact just continues. The freedom is one thing, the starting of a new life, and then they themselves become agents of transformation.
I can't even believe what I'm hearing. Right. Folks, stick around. We've got another quick segment with Joel van der Spek. Just go and give to CSI, MetaxasTalk.com, please.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
It's time to sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. And Home Advisor is here to give you a hand with any last-minute lingering home project on your to-do list. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor connects you with top-rated pros in seconds. Read reviews from your neighbors, request quotes, and check the project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. To find the right pro at a fair price, go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. And happy holidays from your friends at Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The backlash has begun regarding the two articles of impeachment for President Trump unveiled by House Democrats this morning.
House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump Tuesday, saying it abused the power of his office and obstructed Congress in its investigation of his conduct regarding Ukraine.
The first article is for abuse of power.
Gerald Nadler is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee tasked with drafting the articles. Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls the process a farce.
Zelensky never did the investigation and got the money. Zelensky himself said there was no pressure applied, and that's the basis for them impeaching a president.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrats for their timeline. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
One police officer killed, two more, and a civilian wounded in a standoff in Jersey City, and there may be more fatalities. Two juvenile shooters have been apprehended, and a third is still being sought. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Silent night, holy night.
Hey there, folks. I tell you, at Christmas, you kind of think, what can we do to be united with those with whom we disagree? I have an idea. Let's say you're pro-Trump and you have some relatives that are not. Imagine if for Christmas you said, in your name, we have freed a slave in Sudan, and you give them some of these details that we're giving you. How would they not be moved by your faith, by your putting your money where your mouth is? And how does this not utterly overwhelm any political differences we can have? We can agree that people who are being enslaved, especially for their faith, by radical Muslims in some of the most horrific conditions. You just heard of a young boy who was blinded by his slave master. This is out of a TV movie from the 1970s. This is out of Roots. This is horrific. It is happening today. And the only good thing is we can do something about it. I cannot go back in time and help Kunta Kinte, but I can do this today, and you can do this today. Do this in the name of a relative with whom you disagree on some issue, just to bless them. The Bible commands us to bless those who curse us, to love our enemies. This is a way you can do that. You can give a gift in someone's name toward freeing a slave. I mean, I just find this an opportunity for us to show the love of God to people with whom we may have some serious ideological issues, and to say, but you know what, on this issue, You know we agree, and I want you to know this is the most important thing to me. I'm talking to Joel van der Spek with CSI. Joel, how long have you worked with CSI?
I've been working since 2017 with CSI. I was with another mission organization that worked throughout the Middle East and North Africa for over 20 years. So in all these years of international work, I've never seen anything as transformational as freeing people from slavery like CSI does, Eric.
I feel like the American church, if we do not show our solidarity with the persecuted church around the world by doing things like this, God is judging us. He will judge us. There's just no question that when we have been blessed the way we have been, where tons of people have $50, $250, $500, $1,000, $10,000, we have money in this country to do these things. And I know that it's God's will that we do what we can to help them, just as we would want them, if they were, you know, reasonably wealthy by my standards, that they would be able to help me if I was in slavery, or my daughter or my mother. It's an unbelievable opportunity. And I know that it's painful for you to see, you see this. And I want people just to know this is real. We're doing everything we can. But folks, we need your help. I cannot imagine how somebody would not be moved to want to do something. I'm going to give the phone number. Some people would rather have a phone number. The phone number is 800-253-3522. You can call it right now. Please call it now. 800-253-3522. I'll give it to you again. The website is MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. I sent it out in my weekly email and on social media, MetaxasTalk.com. And again, the phone number, please, folks, 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. Joel van der Spek, it's just an honor to be allied with you in what God is doing. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you as well, Eric, for being a voice for the voiceless. I know that so many are going to be impacted through
It's the least. It's the least we can do, and I hope we do it. Thanks.
Divine, oh night, when Christ was born.